this is lovely. This week sees the 80th anniversary of VJ Day, when Japan announced its surrender in 1945. Now, among the prisoners of war liberated in the aftermath of the surrender was a dog called Judy. She was a pointer adopted as a mascot by the Royal Navy, and not only became the only animal to be officially recognised as a POW in World War II, but was only one of a handful to receive the Dickin Medal, the animal equivalent of the Victoria Cross. Now, her incredible story is being told in a book for children. It's called War Dog, and the author, Tom Palmer, has been telling me all about it.
War Dog is about Judy, who was a dog involved in the Second World War. She was a ship's mascot, and she ended up helping the men a lot. And she ended up actually becoming the only animal ever to be a prisoner of war, an official prisoner of war. And she won the Dickin Medal for bravery. And she did stuff like save men's lives when they were drowning, when the ship was hit by a torpedo, helping men get to safety. They were shipwrecked on an island. She found fresh drinking water for them. She was amazing. And to have the book illustrated by this amazing illustrator, Caroline Rabet, it's just lovely. It's really good.
It's extraordinary. So I read it, and I'm not joking. I mean, I'm an animal lover, but my heart was in my mouth. It's a story I'm not unfamiliar with, so I had no idea what was going to happen to Judy as she went through it.
Yeah.
But it's almost on every page. There's a drama.
It is, and it's all true. So I researched it. Any history book I do, I research like in a lot of detail. All those events happened. They're documented. There's testimony to prove that they happened. And she was amazing. And that's why she ended up winning the Dickin Medal. And she came back to Britain after the war and ended up going to... The guy that she gets really close to was called Frank. And she ended up moving to East Africa with him.
And lived a good life.
She did. And they had a happy time after being in prison camps, in Japanese prison camps, during the Second World War, which was horrific, wasn't it?
Yeah, and so, what's interesting is she was smuggled into some of these camps because the Japanese said, we don't want her.
Yeah.
And then the POWs, POW, smuggled her in.
They did. They smuggled her in twice. They smuggled her onto a ship. They smuggled her into a prison camp. And she was going to be killed by the guards, but the commandant of the Japanese prison camp, he must have liked dogs or something like that, and he ended up getting one of Judy's puppies, and he made her an official prisoner of war with a number, you know, and everything.
Yeah, POW.
I mean, the only animal is extraordinary, and there's so many animal stories, aren't there, in war.
Yeah.
But this one for me stands out.
I'm always terrified at times like this that we give the whole plot away, then people might not read the book. But there's one story. She had a job on a ship to warn of incoming aircraft, and that. Just tell us briefly that story, how she saved the men and then got left behind.
So she, like dogs, I mean, it's documented, isn't it? Dogs can hear aeroplanes coming, bombers coming before humans can, like quite a few minutes before. And she heard the Japanese planes coming to attack HMS Grasshopper.
Yeah.
She heard them and she alerted them, and they got like to their guns in time to defend the ship. However, the ship was sunk, and this is quite early in the book, and the men got away on rafts. But before the ship was sunk, she was trapped on the ship on her own, and the men couldn't find her because they'd got off the ship. So they went back to the ship to find her and rescued her, fortunately. And it's kind of like dogs doing good things for people, people doing good things for dogs, because as an animal lover, you know, relationships with animals can be wonderful
things. Oh, yeah. And they say at one point, don't they, the men in the book say, look, if Judy can get through all this, we're going to get through. Yeah. So she was kind of a spiritual leader.
Yeah. It's quite emotional.
My heart was in my mouth when I was reading this. What... because you know it's true, I'm thinking, what happened to her? So where do you find stories like this? Where did you unearth this one?
I mean, there's various sources. Like the Imperial War Museum is amazing. The website, there's the testimony of the men who are involved in all the stuff, you know, throughout all the wars of the 20th and 21st century. Yeah. You can listen to them. There's books, there's accounts and documentation and newspaper articles from when she got her medal, the Dickin Medal. But also, like, the first time I've heard about it was in a book by Jilly Cooper.
Oh, boy, steady on. I read, what was the one that was on the telly recently?
I don't know.
Rivals.
Not a, that's the one, yeah.
Oh, yeah, I read that. A bit steamy. So what were you doing? Were you reading Julie Cooper?
So, yes, I was, but she wrote a book called Animals and War.
Oh, OK.
Which doesn't involve...
All right, fair enough.
...manner of thing.
I wish I'd not said what I'd said. OK, yeah.
But okay. So she wrote a book about animals in war, like, throughout history, particularly about the British Army, and she is very against animals being used in war.
Oh, OK.
And it's a really good, well-documented, I mean, you could call it a piece of extended journalism, really.
Yeah, yeah.
Excellent book. And there's a memorial on near Marble Arch to Animals in War.
Isn't it, yeah.
And she was the person who was behind finding the funding and persuading people to make that happen as a monument.
Right.
So she was amazing. And so she, I mean, there's like 200 animals mentioned in her book. But Judy from War Dog stands out. Big time.
Yeah, and so it's a format for children.
Yes.
Is that important to you? Is that the field you're in, or you want kids to learn about some of the things that happened so long ago?
I do. I write for children generally, chapter books. This is my first picture book.
Yeah.
And as I've said, Carolina's illustrations are amazing. But for me, I go into schools a lot around the country, and I talk to children about war because my chapter books are about war, and children's perceptions of war often come from what they hear on the news when it's on in the morning, or in the radio, video games, social media starting to creep into war is, they know about war from, you need someone to help understand, especially younger children, or all children, what war is. And a picture book, for me, when you sit with your children reading a picture book, you're not just reading it to them. You're discussing it. You're saying, what do you think that means? What do you understand that this means? And I think for children to understand war and have any chance of not having challenging ideas about what war is, a picture book, a children's book, is the best way of sort of laying those foundations. Because if you just play video games and all you're doing is shooting the enemy and bombing the enemy, you're not going to know the effect of those things, and war is all around us, as we know.
And I think as well, even when you're watching telly or watching a movie, you're going at the pace of the director.
With a book,
you can stop, you can go back, you can reread a page, you can spend more on one page than another one, you're just going at your own pace.
And your kids, like, when you read a picture book, you do ask questions, you don't think... You say, where do you think Judy is now in the story, and what do the men need, and what can Judy do for the men? And it's... The child can start to come up with their own ideas, and that's really powerful, isn't it?
Yeah.
And like, I know librarians and teachers think the best way of helping children understand challenging and difficult things is to read a picture book with them.
Well, it's a great story, and it does have a happy ending, thankfully.
It does.
I still can't watch Marley and Me, because nobody actually told me what happens in the end, but I just believe it's not good. So this is a happy ending.
It is.
But a remarkable story.
Yeah. And I love sort of unearthing stories like that and being able to tell them and take them around schools and libraries and just share them with children, because they're moving and they're thought provoking, and it's emotional, but it's empathy as well. It's thinking about things from other people's points of view, isn't it?
So in summation, really, because I desperately don't want to give the plot away, but it's about an animal helping humans survive a horrific conflict, which was war in the Far East, in the Second World War.
And the prison camps.
And the prison camps.
And we all know, like my dog, when something difficult's happening at home and that happens, he's there for me. He's there for me, just like I'm there for him. And he knows he can read me, and he can read my wife and my daughter. And it's a really lovely thing to have an animal on your side when you need a bit of comfort.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, it's great. It's moving. You've done a fantastic job. I'd say the plot is amazing.
Great.
The illustrations are fantastic.
Lovely.
And the fact it's a true story
makes
it sensational. Well, look, good luck with it, Tom.
Thank you very much.